This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Now, next guest in the studio.
She's actually warned. She said, if I go down the rabbit hole, pull me out.
which
is awesome.
But as I said, we'll probably be joining you in the rabbit hole.
Yeah, we get stuck down there too sometimes.
So we have Vicky McInnes in the studio. Vicky is here to talk about an exhibition called In Real Time Exhibition at the Hawthorne Town Hall Gallery. Welcome to the show, Vicky.
Thank you.
Now, we like to start off the show by getting to know you a little bit and how you got into the arts and where mm-hmm. you are. So just tell us a little bit about yourself and what have you been doing up till now?
Up until now, it's a long time since I first got engaged by the process of making pictures, which was, as most people who become artists one way or another, started making pictures when I was young, when I could first hold a pencil. I can remember with my brothers and sister just lying on the kitchen floor with paper and pencils, and really that's a large part of my childhood. And going to school, was surprised that other kids couldn't do it too, and went on through school and did well at art because that came easily. Went to university high school, where the done thing, of course, was to go to Melbourne University. So instead of going to art school, which had its attractions, university was just as attractive. So I went there and studied English literature and philosophy. As somebody once said, very good for helping you write letters. And decided that really rather than the perhaps more obvious career opportunity, result outcomes from that sort of degree, that I'd like to go into fashion design because it had always interested me. And
it's amazing, you know, on those journeys when you're going to uni, how so many people change their minds, don't they?
Yes.
As you're going through. So
well, it's an age too, and you see it so often now with the next generation along, that you're growing and you're discovering what you're interested in. And I thought, well, as for my next move, I'd like to go into fashion design. And I went and worked for Norma Tullo for a year, which was fabulous. That was she was such an important part of Melbourne fashion. And unfortunately, that was at a time where the tariffs were changing, so I had to change my role. And I went and worked for Maya. Then they had a graduate trainee program, so the degree did come in handy ultimately. And worked in fashion buying, which was brilliant. Loved it.
Wow.
Yeah. That was back in the days before the internet was invented. We did everything over the phone and did all our calculations on a desk calculator. Loved all of that. And as you do when you're get older and get married, you have babies, and so I couldn't work those sort of hours and decided I'd do something different. My next diversion was to go and do decorative painting. I had a couple of friends who were interior designers, and I spent about 15 years going up and down ladders, gilding, stenciling, marbling, wood graining, and doing the large trompe l'oeil murals. That was through the fabulous 1990s. And at the same time, somewhere in there, I started painting lessons and learning a fairly classical approach to painting out at Montsalvat. And the style of painting that I studied was called tonalism, which is a variation on that classical theme. And I really enjoy it. And thought, well, as soon as I have an opportunity, I'll take this on, which I did, and started exhibiting. It's actually 9 years since I first exhibited a painting at the Victorian Artists Society, and also with the Guild of Realist Artists, which is the subject of the exhibition at the Hawthorne Town Hall Gallery. And I decided that was so, I guess, interesting, exciting, engaging, that I'd like to do more paintings seriously, and realised that painting sales weren't what they used to be and that I needed to fund it. So I decided I could teach painting following in the footsteps of the way that I was taught at Montsalvat. And so I teach painting and drawing and make paintings.
Brilliant. So how did you get involved in this exhibition? Well, you've been working with him over the years.
Yes. Well, this the exhibition at the Hawthorne Art Centre in the gallery there is an exhibition of the winners of the Guild of Realist Artists Artist of the Year prize, which they award a medallion for. It. So it's the medallion winners, and they've been awarding that prize since the year 2000. So there's 18, I think, exhibitors, and we were each asked by the Burundara Council people there, each asked to submit an image of a painting that was done about the time that we won the prize, and for me that was in 2011, and a painting that we've done more recently to show the
development
of style. Yep. And for me, really, it's only like a 5 or 6 year gap.
Yeah.
So there's not much of a change, but for some of the people who won a bit ahead of me, there's a change in style. So that's the theme of the exhibition.
Okay, and what was it like when you won that award that year?
Yeah, when I won that award, what happens? First of all, it was I was very much taken aback because I was exhibiting amongst other people in that Artist of the Year exhibition with that art guild, amongst very accomplished artists, people that I considered were. As you do when you're exhibiting, you look at everybody else's work and you think that's so much better than mine. And for the judge to have selected mine as being the work that they were most impressed by was a real surprise. So you get over that. And the thing that you win with that medallion prize is the opportunity to have an exhibition, a solo exhibition, 12 months later.
Okay.
Which for an emerging artist is a big challenge.
Yep.
And a great opportunity.
Yep.
And so I spent that following year making paintings towards that exhibition.
And how did you go?
Did it go well?
Yeah,
it was great.
Yeah.
To assemble, you need to have about 20, maybe 30 paintings, small, medium and large.
Well, that's a lot, though.
It is a lot.
Yeah.
It is a lot. And I already had a few that I could include in that. But I took to it with some energy and enthusiasm, and friends and family all came because it was very exciting, and it was great. Really enjoyed the process.
Now, this exhibition, and it's called In Real Time.
Mm.
How lovely is it for you to be exhibiting with other winners from and you're all together, and then you're looking at this new painting that, because you might have seen the one that won, and then everyone's seeing this one new painting that's alongside of the piece that won.
It is exciting, and it's a wonderful gallery space too. It's a fairly new space there that at the gallery, and to see all the paintings arranged in that large, well-lit area, mine amongst them, it's a little bit intimidating and exciting at the same time. And they've got the winners of the medallion prize around in chronological order around, but they've also got paintings from the Burundara collection by painters, artists that were associated with the Guild of Realist Artists before, from its inception.
Right, before the prize
during the history of the guild.
Fantastic. It's, it must be really quite exciting.
Mm.
And you were saying that yours wasn't all that long ago when you won it. How many years ago?
2012.
2012.
Yeah.
But have you changed?
In essence, not really. My preference is for still life, and I like to, because I'm quite design oriented, to really focus on the arrangement of the item or the items in the space that I regard as the picture space, and observe very quietly, carefully, and that's always engaging me. And that was the process of painting it at Montsalvat, and I love painting out there.
Yeah.
And so that I still really put myself through that same process and get a similar result. Look, my use of colours may have changed, and occasionally I'll get a little looser, a little less formal in the finished picture, but mostly the same sort of style, the same sort of handwriting.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. Okay. So the exhibition's it's on now.
Yes.
And how's it been accepted?
Oh, very well, yep. Very well. Look, they have a fair bit of street traffic through there, but also with the number of artists there, and which is the best part of 20 people, we've all told our family and friends, and for me, my wider circle of people that I encounter, and so it's been quite busy, and people are all impressed with the space that the council's made available for us.
And it's on until the 10th of March. And it's called In Real Time, and it's at the Hawthorne Town Hall.
Yeah.
It's a special new gallery space.
And it's in Burwood Road. They're just near Glenfree Road, opposite where Swinburne is in Burwood Road.
A beautiful old building.
And all been refurbished downstairs. So they have a really vibrant mood going on through there, and they've got a gallery shop there too.
Because we've had people on before that's exhibited there, so our listeners would know it. Thank you so much for coming in today.
My pleasure.
And keep on painting.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks so much, Vicky. Thanks. You're here on Joy 94.9 Sunday Arts Magazine.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.